Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno declared it a bellwether moment shortly before he signed the agreement with MGM President Bill Hornbuckle. Springfield, which has suffered through natural disasters, plunging property values, and stagnant employment, will be guaranteed payments of more than $25 million a year and thousands of jobs if MGM builds the casino.
And using the boxing analogy, Bill, everybody thought we were against the ropes. The haymaker was coming. Springfield's going down. The exact opposite happened.
The host community agreement with MGM was signed in front of more than 200 civic, business, and government leaders in a ceremony at the Springfield Convention Center.
My pen. Okay. There we go.
Hornbuckle urged the community leaders to support the project and to lobby city councilors and city voters.
To win it by 51% isn't a win. We have to show the Mass Gaming Commission that the city of Springfield not only can win this, but it wants it.
Hornbuckle said MGM is looking to hold the voter referendum in mid-July. Sarno, who is a popular mayor, said he'll use all his political influence to try to get the casino referendum approved.
I believe in this, and I know it's good for the city of Springfield. And I've always based my decisions, no matter what people think of me, good government policy and what's best for the city of Springfield. So yes, I will put my political stock on this and proudly stand with MGM Springfield.
Sarno announced on Tuesday that he'd selected MGM to build a casino in downtown Springfield after more than 2 months of parallel negotiations with MGM and another casino operator, Penn National. Under the state law that allowed casino gambling to come to Massachusetts, a voter-approved host community agreement is a prerequisite for a state gaming license. Other casino projects are proposed in Palmer and West Springfield and in the greater Boston area. 3 casino licenses can be awarded, but only 1 is available in western Massachusetts. Before there's a voter referendum, the agreement must be approved by the Springfield City Council. Paula Mira, who chairs the council's Casino Site Selection Committee, said she's eager to look into what MGM has committed to the city.
Like many other residents of this city, I started out terrified of the whole thing. And thing that I read and got educated on gave me confidence, and as I've watched some of our city leaders go through it, I've gained more and more confidence in the entire process and in the decision.
MGM has been aggressively marketing its casino project in Springfield since it was first unveiled last summer. There are billboards, lawn signs, and TV commercials. Company officials have held scores of meetings in the community. The company claims polling shows a majority of Springfield residents favor the project. But State Representative Cheryl Coakley Rivera of Springfield cautioned the outcome of a casino vote is not certain.
I know there are some citizens that are adamantly opposed, and so they thought that their voices weren't heard. But they will have an opportunity. I think we owe it to MGM to see what this host agreement entails for the citizens of Springfield today and 10 years from now, because that's the concern. What about 10 years from now?
Mohegan Sun officials recently announced plans to hold a vote by September on a casino project in Palmer. No timetable has been discussed publicly as yet for a referendum on Hard Rock International's casino project in West Springfield. The State Gaming Commission expects to begin awarding licenses in the first quarter of 2014. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.